From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The language was new, but the themes were familiar, as President Bush campaigned in Colorado today. The president has retooled his stump speech for the final week of the campaign. It still includes blunt challenges to John Kerry's national security credentials. Meantime, Senator Kerry was joined by former President Clinton in Philadelphia. It was Bill Clinton's first formal campaign appearance since he underwent heart surgery last month. We have two reports, the first from NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, who's traveling with the Bush campaign.
The president spoke in Greeley, Colorado, a Republican stronghold in a state he carried in 2000, but where the race is extremely close this year. This was a new speech, something unusual this late in a campaign, when the focus is typically on getting out the vote and driving home the message to excite the base. But the Bush campaign is looking to highlight differences with John Kerry, and they still say talking about the war on terror is the best way to do that.
When I saw those images of the fire and death on September the 11th, I made a decision. Our country will not sit back and wait for future attacks.
On issue after issue, fighting terrorism, Iraq, Afghanistan, the president promoted his policies as working, each time following up with this refrain.
My opponent takes a different approach.
And in the president's view, different means wrong. He renewed his allegation that John Kerry would not be decisive, that he would appease terrorists, that had Kerry had his way, Saddam Hussein would still be in power. He even accused Kerry of rejecting the traditions of the Democratic Party, from FDR to Harry Truman to John F. Kennedy.
Senator Kerry has turned his back on pay any price and bear any burden. And he has replaced those commitments with wait and see and cut and run.
The president did not address the latest controversy over his handling of Iraq, a story in today's New York Times that hundreds of tons of dangerous weapons and explosives are missing. The article says the U.S. knew where they were stored but failed to secure them after the invasion. Senator Kerry today in New Hampshire said that it's yet another example of how the president botched the mission in Iraq.
This president failed to do the basics. This is one of the great blunders of Iraq, one of the great blunders of this administration, and the incredible incompetence of this president and this administration has put our troops at risk and put this country at greater risk than we ought to be.
The Bush campaign, meanwhile, reacted to Kerry's criticism by stating that John Kerry has no plans to win the war in Iraq, so he's basing his attacks on newspaper headlines. Still, the White House does not deny the basics of the story, that the explosives are missing. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the Bush campaign.